Okay, today's daf is Moed Katan, daf Chav Tes, the last little daf here in Maseches Moed Katan. So we'll talk about something that came up throughout the Masechta, came up a little bit here, and that comes up right at the end of yesterday's daf also, and that's the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim, the mitzvah of comforting the mourners, as the Gemara quoted at the end of yesterday's daf, going into today's daf. Various halachas, for example, a Menachemin Rashan Lomar Davar Shitach Avel. The Avel has to speak first. The Menachemin aren't allowed to say anything until the Avel speaks. The example given of all of these Rabbanim that came to offer different types of drushas to Rabbi Yishmael, I think it was, when he was sitting Shiva. And the Gemara, much of this parak was about the Nihukim of Avelus, but not as much, but it came up towards the end, is the Nihukim of the Menachemim, not just the mourners, but the ones that come to comfort. And one of them is also at the end of the Masechta, not just what the mourners say to the comforter, what the comforters say to the mourners, but interestingly, what everyone says to the niftar, right? Lech bishalom, lech lishalom, right? That's at the end of the Masechta, when we take leave of a mace. We don't say lishalom because they've already reached, so we say bishalom. When a person, we say lech lishalom. And the examples given. So let's talk a little bit about Nicham Avelim. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Avel that Nicham Avelim is a mitzvah d'Rabbanan, and it's a mitzvah d'Araisa. The Rambam says that mitzvahs aseh shel devrayim, the 14th parak, it's a mitzvahs aseh, mitzvah d'Rabbanan, to do all the mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveira, levaker cholim, ulenachem avelim, to visit the sick, and to comfort the mourners. Interesting order. Let's keep that in mind, by the Shem, for a couple of minutes. First, the Rambam puts visit the sick, and then comfort the mourners. Ula hotzi hameis, ula hachne sakala, to go to a levaya, to go to a wedding. Labus archim, to accompany guests out. Velasuk, bekolz archi akvura, to be involved with the burial. Velasi salakasev, lelech lefanav, lispor, lachbor, likbor, to do all of the tzrachim of the burial. Vechela sameach hasen vakala, and also to be busy sameach hasen vakala, which means that the earlier line of Lahachnas Kala might have just meant to help support and give money towards a wedding. And all of these are mitzvahs of Gemilas Chesed with one's body that has no maximum. Avav Yishakal Mitzvahs Eilam Yidivrayim, and even though they're all mitzvahs Durabanan, rabbinically mandated, Harehim Bechlau, V'yahavta L'Harecha Kamocha. This is part of the larger rubric of Ahat L'Recha Kamocha, Kol Advarim Sh'ata Rotzeh She'yasu Osam L'Cha Achirim, all activities that you would want other people to do for you, Aseh Ota Ata L'Achicha, B'Torah V'Mitzvah, so you should do for them. So, idea number one of Nicham Avelim is that it's a mitzvah mid'Rabbanan, but it's also part of the larger rubric of V'Yahavta L'Recha Kamocha. If you look in Sota and Daf Yudalid, that was Avel Perek Yudalid. If you look in Sota, Daf Yudalid, right? We have another source for Nicham Avelim. Another source of Nicham Avelim. That's where the Gemara says that we have a mitzvah daraisa to follow Hashem. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Ma'idich Siv Achor Hashem Alokeichem Teilechu. Right? We have a mitzvah daraisa to follow Hashem. So what does that mean? V'riyef Shalol Adam Alech Achar Shchina. How could you follow Hashem? Right? Hashem is a consuming fire. V'lokvar Ne'emar Ki Hashem Alokecha Eish Ochlahu. Hashem is a consuming fire. So what does it mean that we follow Hashem? And it says something like this. Following Hashem, walking in His ways, says this 8 different times in the Torah. So as the Gemara says, how do you follow someone? You copy them. L'halech achar midosav. We follow the midos of Hashem, Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara gives 4 examples. How do you follow the midos of Hashem? Ma hu malbish arumim. Just like He clothed the naked, dichsiv, as He did in Bereishis, Vayas Hashem Elokim la'adam, ule ishto kasnos or, vayal bishem, Hashem gave Adam and Chava clothing, or Adam and Isha at that time. Afataha beish arumim. Actually, she just got her name Chava. Right? So too be Malbish Arumim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Biker Cholim. Number 2, Dechsiv Ayeire Elav Hashem Be'elonei Mamre. Hashem visited Avram Avinu after he had surgery of the Bris Mila. Afata Baker Cholim. Number 3, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nichem Avelim. Hashem comforts the mourners. Even though Hashem is the one that made these people sick or caused the death. But Hashem knows this is part of life and Hashem is Menachem. Dechsiv Ayeachare Mos Avraham. Ve'yivarach Elokim Es Yitzchak Beno. Hashem gave a bracha to Yitzchak after Avram died. So what bracha is this? We assume it's the Birchas Avelim. Afata Nachim Avelim. So to you, this is source number 2. Not just V'yavta L'Recha Kamocha, but being like Hashem. V'yalach Tevedrach of being Nicham Avelim. And finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavar Mesim. Dechsiv Ayikbro Sov Agai. He buried Moshe Rabbeinu, Afata, Kavar, Mason. So these are some of the sources of Nicham Avilam. There's an important line in Rabbeinu Yonah, in the beginning of the third parak of Maseches Brachos. That's where the Gemara talks about the concept of Aninus and Mesu Mota Lafanav. That's the Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak on Daaf Yud Zayin. And the Mishnah there mentions, Kavaras Ames V'Chazru, after the burial took place, and they come back, they have what's called a Shura. Right, the Shura, they line up, and everybody says Dvarim Ha Shel Nichumin. So says the Rabbeinu Yonah, right there. Kavaras Ames V'Chazru. The Imlav, and let's finish the line of the Mishnah. If they could get back to the Shura and have time to say Kriya Shema before or after, then fine. But if they're busy doing the Shura, then I'm going to miss the line of Kriya, they're going to miss the line of Kriya Shema. So the Pnimi, the people who are inside the Shura talking to the Avelim, okay, they don't say Kriya Shema. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, how is that? What are they doing? What are they doing that's being Docha Kriya Shema? So says Rabbeinu Yonah, Taima de Milsa, Mishum de Tanchume Avelim mi Daraisa. Nichum Avelim is a Daraisa concept. De Bechlau Gamilas Chasadim Havi, the Gamilas Chasadim in a Torah, Kedamrin and Vahodatam Lemes Aderech, Zu Gamilas Chasadim, right? Quoting from the Gemara in Baba Kama and Baba Metzia. Lafiha Hamru, Kivan de Osek Bemitzvah, Patam in a Mitzvah, Vyavi Shekvar Nikvar Ames Lo Yaskil. They're still involved in a Mitzvah, says Rabbeinu Yonah, even after Kfura, burial of the Mitzvah, but Nichum Avelim is also a Mitzvah. You would say Osek Bemitzvah, Patam in a Mitzvah, relating to this Mitzvah. So therefore, you see from this halacha that it is a bona fide Mitzvah as well. Good. This is just in terms of the background. Rav Moshe has an important Shuva in Arachayim, Chelek Hei. Simen Chaf Os Chaf Aleph, where Moshe says what is required for the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim. Says there, Moshe, not just Hamakom. Not just Hamakom. Pashut. Obviously, I mean, if I don't know the person, I'm quiet there. It's nice to say that. But Moshe says Hamakom is the Hashlama, is the Gemar. It's the end of what I'm supposed to say, not the only thing. Pashut ha-mitzvah l'nachem ha-veilim eino rak zeh she-mevarchem oso she-amachem yinachem oso t'haynu she-yitin lo chizuk le-hisnachem t'bazel levad ein adam isnachem v'nasa sheker berucho. Just like that one line doesn't really do so much to the person. It's nice, but it doesn't really help them psychologically. But really, what are we supposed to do? Comfort them with our own words. And however we determine what to say, shezeu ikra tanchumim shechiva Torah, right? Ella kedematzino b'chaverai Iov, like Iov's friends, shebai love l'nachemo, shehir b'ladabrei love. Look at all this say for Iov. They spent a lot of time trying to comfort Iov. They might not have been successful, but at least trying. V'chein Elihu v'akadosh baruch hu ba'atzmo at the end of the sefer, ad shenishkad rucho alav, and ika b'moed katan. Right, yeah, on yesterday's daf, Amar Rabbi Yochanan and Menachem Rishon Lomar Dover Achiv Tach Avel. Right, the Menachemim are not supposed to say anything until the Avel first talks. So says Rav Moshe, if it's just Hamakom, you don't need the Avel to introduce that. You don't need the Avel to say anything before the Menachemim say Hamakom. Hamakom is a standalone statement. Shloshayach ze leinyan amiras Hamakom Yenachim Oscha. The fact that the Avel has to talk first. Shebrachazu Shayach Av Kishein HaAvel Omer Klum. Ukshaomdim Meshura, right, by the Shura, that's all we say. Right, we say Hamakom by the Shura in the cemetery, and the Ol didn't say a word. Omrim Lem HaMenachemim, Tisnachmu in HaShemayim, B'lo Amiras Aval Shum Davar. Right, so obviously Hamakom is not what's assumed to be the mitzvah. Achsham Efshar Lomar, but maybe there, Aminas Avelim Hamakom Sh'osim Shura L'Nachim, Hukas Chol HaBedibur, maybe by the Avelim walking through, that's Ki'ilu, they're saying something first, and therefore you're answering, so maybe that could be understood that way. But Rav Moshe says, I think that it's deeper than that. No, that's not called a haskala. That's something different. That's not the real words of Nichum. No, the way that you do it is by sitting with the person and spending time with the person. Like, also, yesterday's daf, right? But uvda shemesu banav sheRabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael's sons died, and the dalad zakenim went in to talk to him. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yosei Aglili, and they all had something different to say. Al kapanim says Rabbi Moshe, mashma sha'amiras hamenachemim amakim yinachim oscha hu rak gemar dvarim shalom menachemim la ha'avel. It's the end of the what you're supposed to say. before you leave. Shalachim bizman shaloshayach mamish inyan tanchumin, in a time when there is no tanchumin, like by the shura, that's not really tanchumin. They're just still in shock from the burial. So there's we say something short, but that's not the real time for tanchumin. Similarly, on Friday night, says Rav Moshe, when the avelim come in by Mizbar Shil Yom HaShabbos, that's not an ikker time of tanchumin. So we're yotze with Hamakom Yenachem. But that's not the ikker. You don't not yotze the mitzvah of nicham avelim with that. V'chenk shebol beis haknesses kodim Mizbar Shil Yom HaShabbos she'ein kan hamakom liyeshivas avelus v'gam lo azman lazeh hinhigu lazos hapachos shebetanchumim she'efshar v'chulu. So says Rav Moshe, that is what he thinks. I mean, you have to talk to a person. You have to make them feel good. You have to figure out exactly what would calm them. The Shevet Alevi also, Rav Osner writes, he just quotes a Zohar. Quotes one line of his Zohar. He writes this all the way at the beginning, the Chelik Beis of Shevet Alevi. At the end, he has Ha'aris on Yeridea. So on Shin Ayin Vav, where this halacha is quoted, that the Menachem are not allowed to talk until the Avil says something, he quotes the Zohar from Barshas Korach. Mashma to kodem shenichnas lanachim tzorich lesader atzmo dvarim eich ubamelanachim. Before I walk in, I should take a minute to think about what would be good things to say. Sometimes we don't know. Sometimes you have to play it by ear. But it's a good idea to just think about. You know, we don't want to say the wrong thing. That's also part of it, right? But part of we want to say the right thing. But we also don't want to say the wrong thing. So that's also something to think about not saying the wrong thing to an Avel. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, I think of other Achronim as well, I think Rav Schwab mentions it also in the end of his Sefer on the Haggadah, and that is the phrase Hamakom, right, Hashem has many names, Elokim, Yudkei Vavkei, Shakai, Hamakom, that name of Hashem, is used specifically when somebody feels distant. Somebody feels distant from Hashem, and we want to comfort them and say Hashem is everywhere, and Hashem is with you even in your distant place. When you feel this, and Hamakom Yinachem Eschem, the Makom Hashem who fills the Malei Kol Makom, He will comfort you, and that's why we have it in Hamakom by an Avel, and we have it in Achenu. In Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael Nasunu Masar V'Shivya, all of our brethren who are in Saras, Hamakom Yirachim Aleim, Yez Misar Levar Meyefei Laora. So Hamakom is always used when somebody feels distant, and that's what they said. Maybe also in the Haggadah, when we say Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu, we're talking to each of the sons. Doesn't matter where the sun is; the sun might be close, the sun might be far. It could be a Russia, it could be in the Elisha, you don't feel a connection, but that's why we use the phrase Hamakom in that regard. Rav Zsolti has a beautiful lumdus, is an article in Mishnas Yavetz, in Yaradeya, and Simon Lamed Zayin, relating the sheet of the Rambam. Relating to a sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Uchaz Avel, in Perek Yudala, that same Perek we read, Halacha Zayin, what if I have to go pay a Shiva call and I have to go visit somebody in the hospital? What do I do first? So there's no Gemara about this, Pashtus. And that's what the Rambam says, Yireli. Yireli, she'nechamas aveilam kodem labikir cholam. The Shiva call goes first. Why? The Rambam explains that nicham aveilam is gemilas chesed im hachayim v'im hamesim. Bikir cholam is only chesed, the person that's alive. Nicham aveilam is chesed with those that are alive and the departed. Nicham aveilam is chesed with the departed also. Wow, where did Rambam get that from? So just wait a second. The Yer Sameach on that Rambam in Hilchas Avel asks, but it's against the Gemara. The Rambam is against the Gemara. The Gemara says in Sukkah on Daf Mem Aleph, Anshe Yerushalayim used to carry their lulavs all over. They carried their dalaminim all day. The Gemara's lashon is they used to go out of their house lulav biyado. Holich levaker cholim ulanachem avelim lulav biyado. They went to do Bikr Cholim and Nichum Aveilim. They carried their lulav. They carried their lulav wherever they went. But look, that Lashon is the opposite. It says, Lavaker Cholim and Lanachim Aveilim. The Rambam says you have to do the opposite order. Lanachim Aveilim and Lavaker Cholim. So why does the Gemara have the opposite order? So maybe you might say the Rambam had a different Girsa, like the Rush. The Rush on that Gemara has the opposite Girsa. The Rush says they used to carry their Dal and Minim, Lanachim Aveilim, and then Lavaker Cholim. Okay, so the Rambam must have had that Girsa. The problem is the Rambam doesn't have that girsa. The Rambam quotes in the Anshe Yerushalayim in Hilchas Lulav. The Rambam quotes Yotzei Levaker Cholim Ulanachem Aveilim Lulav Abiyados. He has Bikur Cholim first. So how does the Rambam read the Gemara? The Rambam has Nichum Aveilim first. The Gemara has Bikur Cholim first. Which one? So he goes into what other Achronim say. Rav Moshe also writes this in the Shuva. What's the source that Nichum Aveilim has anything to do with the departed? I would think Nichum Aveilim was just about the mourners. Because the Gemara in Shabbos says on Daf Kufnun Beis, what if there's a mace that has no relatives? Somebody who dies, he has no relatives. So what do you do? So the Gemara says, 10 people should go to the house and pretend to be mourners. Right? You like do the charade. And people say, Amakom. So there, obviously, there's no mourners. How could it be Kavad Achai? So the Meiri there says, yeah, the Meiri says there, and the Rambam quotes this. That there's this is what you do. And the Meiri there says, "Bar Masar Bnei Adam." Let me show you the lashon. Ki ilu em tzrichim lenachim v'zeu kvodo shel meis. It's kavod ha-meis to have mourning done at the house. Again, so what does that mean? It means that nicham avilu is kavod ha-meis. That's where the Rambam gets it from. That's why it's kavod achai and kavod ha-meis. Fine. But now we get back to the Rambam. How does the Rambam read the Gemara? Oh, beautiful. What are we talking about? Achi Yerushalayim. Sukkos. Is there nicham avelim on Sukkos? There's no avelos on Yontif. Sorry. So how does what's the Rambam talking about? Right. What's the Gemara talking about? How could there be nicham avelim anyway? So the Rambam holds that there's no avelos on Yontif. Right. So there's no avelos on Yontif. So what nicham avelim is going on here? It must be the kavod hames part of nicham avelim. There's no avelim on Yontif kavod achai, but there's kavod hames on Yontif. So that's why the Rambam flips it. On a weekday where Nicham Avelim has both aspects, Kavad Achai and Kavad Hames, so then Nicham Avelim, the Rambam says, Yirali, comes before Bikur Cholim. But the case of the Gemara, which the Rambam quotes, that's talking about on Yontif, on Sukkos. On Sukkos, there's no Avelus. So there's the Nicham Avelim only has the Kavad Hames aspect. That's why it's flipped, because Bikur Cholim has Kavad Achai. If it's Kavad Achai versus Kavad Hames, Kavad Achai wins. If it's something has both, so that wins over the other one. But that's why Bikur Cholam goes before Nicham Avelim on Yontif. And the Chiddush is that there is Nicham Avelim, Kavad HaMeis on Yontif, even though there's no Kavad HaChai. The other Rishonim, the Rush, might hold, like the Ramban and others, that there is Avelos Betzina on Yontif. That's a Machlokas Rishonim. Some say there is Avelos Betzina on Yontif, not nothing. The Rambam doesn't hold that. But that could be why the other Rishon, the Rush, says no. Even on Yontif, there's the concept of an avil, and therefore Nicham Avilim goes first, even on Yontif, before Bikur Cholam. So that is a fascinating discussion, the Mishnas Yavetz, in Simin Lamed Zayin. Rav Moshe discusses in a different shuva, what about doing Nicham Avilim on the telephone? Can you do Nicham Avilim on the telephone? So Rav Moshe says, if you don't have a choice. If you don't have a choice, if you live on the other side of the world. He says, but really you can't be Yotze. Why? Related to what we were just talking about. Rav Moshe says, you might be able to do Kavad Achai on the phone, but you can't do Kavad HaMeis on the phone. Kavad HaMeis is coming to the, at least, you know, where the departed either lived or where the departed is being the comforted of the relatives, right? Sometimes it doesn't work out to sit in the home, but something related. So that's Rav Moshe says that, again, if you don't have a choice, you don't have a choice. And Rav Moshe says, and one shouldn't say, well, if I can't do it in person, I'm not going to do anything. No, you should do it on the phone. You should call on the phone if that's the only thing to do, but that's Rav Moshe and Aruch Chaim, Chelek Dalet. Here in Simin, what Simin is this? Simin Mem, Os Yud Aleph. B'dvar Mekayim Mitzvah Nicham Avelim on the telephone. B'nicham Avelim Mikatarti in Yonim, as we just spoke about. Chad Lotovas Avelim, Hachaim Shem Trudim Ma'od Betzarum Mechuyavim LaDaber Alibo Ulenachemo. You have to comfort them. Shebishvil Zehari Gamke Mechuyavim Leith LaBeisa LaMakam Shu Nimsa. V'Sheinis Lotovas Hameis K'Diisa B'Shabes Kufnun Beis. Of course, the same Gemara that Rav Shaldi quoted, and therefore he assumes. Rav Moshe says Umash Mali Shemitzad Ha'Avel Achai Shayach LaKayim Gamay Dei Telephone. Avel Hamitzvah Shemitzad Tovas Hameis. One of those. And for sure, even Kavad Achai is better if you come. It's better to do it in person. It's a much different feeling. But if you don't have a choice, then Ksas Mitzvah Yesh Gamayde Telephone. Shalachin im ef shalol lalechas lebeis havelim. If you can, kagon machmas choli, somebody sick or they're tarred. Yesh lalav lachiyav lakayim kol ma'ad ef shalol. By the telephone, because there's still a mitzvah, and you shouldn't say, Me'achashin yachol lalech lebeis havelim, ain olav shum chiyav kal, I don't have any chiyav. No. And also he says that there's no issue with an avil talking on the telephone. Right? If the avil is on the telephone, either being misnachim or taking care of something, legabi ames, that is also mutter. You shouldn't just stop talk to Rabbi Alma on the telephone, but there's a tzarech, so then one would talk on the telephone. There's a lot of different details about Nichama Avelim also. That same Shura Moshe's different days is there Nichama Avelim on Purim, is there Nichama Avelim on Tisha B'Av, right? All different halachos of Nichama Avelim. Most of this parak was about what the Avel does, right? Most of this parak, but there are definitely different halachos about the mitzvah of a Nichama Avelim, what we say, and how one sits, and how which days of Shiva. You know, it used to be in the days of old, there were differences between the first couple of days and the later couple of days. Now it's whenever one could go. Really, one should go. But again, the Shiva call should be focused on what the Avel needs to hear and wants to hear, not just about me and talking about my connection to the Niftar or to the mourner. It's just one should make sure that one always has the Avel in mind. Okay, we'll stop here.